From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush's 60-day Social Security campaign is entering its final days, and today he went to Galveston, Texas, to boost support for his proposals. He was joined by a fellow Texan, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. The president says he's making progress, but polls show the public has not embraced the idea of putting some of the money they pay into the system into personal or private accounts. They also give the president low scores for his handling of the issue. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and reports from Galveston.
It seemed the president had two things he was trying to accomplish today. The stated subject for the event was Social Security, why it needs to be fixed, and why the president thinks private accounts should be part of that fix. But the fact that the White House invited Congressman DeLay to attend this event was a very public show of support for the House Majority Leader, who is under fire for reported violations of House ethics rules. Some of those who lined up outside the event held up DeLay campaign signs left over from the last election. But across the street, protesters gathered. One held a sign that read, simply, "Dump DeLay." When DeLay himself entered the auditorium moments before the start of the program, one woman shouted her support. The House leader even got a standing ovation from some as he took his seat. But when the president himself arrived, he didn't spend a lot of time talking about DeLay, simply including his name and a list of those in the audience he singled out for thanks.
And I appreciate the leadership of Congressman Tom DeLay in working on important issues that matter to the country.
From there, the president turned his attention to Social Security. This week marks the end of a 60-day tour for various administration officials promoting the need for change around the country, even though polls show the president's support falling. A Washington Post ABC News poll out today says only 45% favor the diverting of Social Security taxes to set up private or individual accounts. That's down more than 11 points from last month. The president acknowledged it's not an easy sell, but insists he's making progress.
Interestingly enough, Americans now understand we have a problem. I've been to 23 states explaining the problem. I'm going to continue making sure that the American people understand what is at stake.
As he has at past events, the president used this event today to speak with carefully selected panelists before a friendly audience. There was a couple in their 30s, both county employees who benefit from the local government's alternative retirement system that's outside of Social Security. And there was a recent retiree, 65-year-old Catherine Novelli. The president assured her that senior citizens' benefits won't be affected by any change in the system.
I know there's a lot of rhetoric out of Washington, a lot of attempts to kind of frighten people. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your check.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way. That's
Mr.
important
Bush,
for me to
President
know.
President Bush, if they'd listened to you, they would know.
Yeah, well.
But the president's problem is that the general public has not been as ready to take him at his word. His spokesman says he'll consult with members of Congress about how to move forward toward specific solutions. Don Gagne, NPR News, Galveston, Texas.